saying they plan to have be flying electric planes in 8 years. By 2030, they plan to be using electric airplanes. Say what? Now, the big story this past week was about electric buses. You know, Kamala Harris was touting $5 billion investment to getting electric school buses. I heard Andrew McKay talking about it this morning. Jenna Barr talked about it earlier in the week. Brian Kilmeade even talked about it. It's been a big story on Fox News. It's been all over the place, these electric school buses. So just to catch you up just a little bit, though, the state of Florida is already getting electric transit buses. They have a pilot program. I believe it's going in 8 counties where they're going to be trying these out. And Escambia County is one of them. ECAT buses are about to be changed over to electric buses. Now, when it comes to the electric vehicles, I've said many times, just got to reiterate, I like electric cars. I think they're fun to drive. I love the torque. I think it's neat how they're quiet. It's kind of interesting how you just basically get in the car. You don't have to start it. You just basically just push the gas pedal and go. Kind of like a golf cart. Like, that's the best equivalent I can have. If you've been in a golf cart where you just hop in the golf cart, push the gas, and you go, basically that's how an electric car is. I think they're neat, but I don't think they're the future. And we continue to see problems with the idea that all electric is the future. For example, Hurricane Ian. A lot of the people who left their vehicles and they got flooded, their electric vehicles, and they got flooded, the salt water interacted with the batteries and started creating spontaneous combustion with those electric vehicles. And then when they try to put them out, it takes 50 times more water to put the fire out than it does with a regular standard combustion engine. And then when they take them to the junkyard, they try to keep them separate because they don't know if they're going to spontaneously combust again. So there's a massive problem with these once they catch fire, for one. Two, when they interact with salt water, which they will in Florida. But then here's the thing. Why were so many electric cars left? Because a lot of the electric car owners didn't feel confident that they would be able to evacuate their area in an electric car. What if they get stopped on the interstate in stop and go traffic and they're there for so long that the car battery dies? Not like they can just go get a gas can and go fill up the gas tank. And so that creates a problem. Now you go, okay, that's fine. So down the road, when we have 90% of the vehicles are all electric, if people need to evacuate, they'll just take a bus, right? Wait, you mean the electric bus that we're switching to? You see the problem here? I think that's why it's kind of interesting. I don't know if you've seen this recently, but kind of a growing trend among electric car owners is to put a gas-powered generator in their trunk or frunk of their vehicle. That way, if they do get stranded, they can go get gas, put it in the generator, generate electricity, charge their vehicle just enough to be able to get it to an actual electric charging station. So it's a hybrid. They're basically creating their own hybrid is what they're doing, except it's taking up your trunk space now. Yeah. Anyway, that's with the buses and stuff. What do you think about flying an electric plane? Let's talk about that next, right after Traffic on the Fives.
Roadways are checking in clear right now on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. The causeway is now moving smoothly. We do still have some slowdowns on Pine Forest. This is in the westbound direction off of Stefani Road, right near Coastal Mini Donuts. Due to an accident, we're having some slowdowns right at the intersection, so keep that in mind. Also, Pine Forest north and southbound lanes in between 9 Mile and I-10 are slow moving. 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre checking in clear. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
So now United Airlines is aiming to have electric planes flying by 2030, just 8 years from now. And I'm just thinking, like, I know that jet fuel, it burns a lot hotter than like regular fuel, and airplanes use a lot of jet fuel. how much electric, it's just hard to believe that they could make an electric motor, engine, whatever, that would be strong enough to get one of these big birds up in the air. And it's just like, wow, okay. I mean, if they can, awesome. But it just seems very hard to believe that they would be able to do that. So they're working with a couple of different companies to try to get it done. Right now, they're looking at smaller planes. So these would be, you know, like maybe carrying 15, 20 people, not 100 something. But at the same time, I mean, why not? I mean, if might as well try it. I mean, if they were able to make these electric, that also brings up the question, what's the range? That's been the issue with electric cars pretty much since the beginning, which is trying to get a range of, that's pretty decent. That's why Tesla took off. Because before Tesla, any electric vehicle iteration could only go like 50 miles on a range, 60 miles, maybe 70. Tesla comes out and goes, we can go 300 miles. You're like, what? Holy cow. And that changed everything. That's why Tesla exploded. Now other electric vehicle makers are able to get the same kind of range. What about electric plane? Well, right now they're admitting, United is admitting, when they get this up and running, they'll probably only be able to do routes that are 200 miles or less. Well, that's not why you take a plane. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, okay. So you're going to be flying from Pensacola to Mobile? Okay. Okay. You know what I mean? So it's, I don't know about this whole idea. This seems like one of these idyllic things. So like, we want to have an electric plane. Like, okay. Where are you going to fly to? It's just going to get up in the air and it's going to come right back down, but we're going to have them. you know what I mean? It just seems like it's for naught. Anyway, it doesn't seem wise, but there you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, Top Trending News with David Wayne in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
When I was a young boy living in the city, all I did was run, 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 run. Staring at the lights, they look so pretty. Mama said, son, 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 son. You're gonna grow up, you're gonna get old. All
that good point here. We're talking about they're wanting, United Airlines is wanting to have electric planes up in the air within 8 years. They're only going to go a range of, they admit, they'll probably only be able to go a range of about 200 miles. I'm like, what? Like Pensacola Mobile? I don't need a plane for that. You know? It's like a commercial airline. Let me book a commercial airline so I go from Pensacola Mobile. No, thank you. That doesn't make any sense. Like, and it just seems like they're wanting to do it just so they can just say they have electric airplanes. I have an electric airplane. Like, okay, well, wow, where are you going to take me to? Well, it can only go up and it come right back down. And I got a text here that says, hey, Bobby, it's also called a glider. Yeah, exactly. We're gonna have just enough power to get you up into the air, and then we're going to glide and for the 300-400 miles. Hopefully the wind conditions are great. Just depends on the wind conditions. Right, it'd be like a hot air balloon. Where are you going to go in the hot air balloon? Wherever the wind takes us. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you like the way in, text 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top stories this hour. Well, there have already been more than 350 deaths so far this flu season. That, according to new estimates put out today by the CDC, they say at least 880,000 cases have been reported so far, and over 7,000 people have been hospitalized. An epidemiologist with the CDC describing the numbers as unusual. A majority of people have either reduced or completely stopped contributions to their retirement because of inflation. Now that, according to a report today from Allianz Life Insurance Company, that puts the number at about 54%, and in the meantime, about 43% of people have taken money out of a retirement account just to make ends meet. This report comes as the Federal Reserve, of course, is expected to raise interest rates again. The man accused of hijacking a bus in New York City has been arrested. The bus driver apparently let everybody off of that bus and took off with the suspect, then jumped out of the driver's side window. The bus crashed. The man tried to get away, but was arrested. Now is charged with quite a few crimes there in New York. And apparently Motley Crue has found a replacement for retiring guitarist Mick Mars. John Five is going to take his place, and the band will be continuing with its tour next year. In a statement issued to Variety this week, Mars cited his battle with AS as the reason he had to step away from touring. The condition affects the spine and joints.
All right, there you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are checking clear on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. We still have some slight delays on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be right in front of Coastal Mini Donuts, a little plaza right there. Off of Safani Road, there's an accident in the westbound direction that's causing slowdowns. That's right near Pine Forest, which is also experiencing some slowdowns right near 9 Mile and I-10. That's going to be in both the north and southbound lanes. Also, we're starting to see some slowdowns as you are heading northbound on Mobile Highway right near the Pensacola Interstate Fair if you're heading out there this Friday. See something else, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. This traffic report brought to you by Avalon Boulevard, Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, there you go. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, I do want to get you an update on the jobs report. What is the unemployment looking like? What's the trends? We'll talk about it next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So when we look at unemployment, we had 2,200 fewer new filings for unemployment this past week compared to the previous week here in the state of Florida. But it's still up pretty high. It's at 9,000. Why? Because of Hurricane Ian. So the first, like 2 weeks ago, we had 34,000 new filings for unemployment. That was pretty much Hurricane Ian. Then it dropped dramatically. Down to 11,000. Now it's dropped down to 9,000. Our normal unemployment rate, like filings, is around 4,000. So we're still more than double what we normally have for new filings for unemployment here. And it's pretty much South Florida still. So, but what about continued unemployment? How many people are still unemployed who got laid off previously? Well, that number actually dropped about 1,200. So that's good. That means people are losing their jobs right now, but they're able to go get something else pretty quickly. Nationwide, we did tick up just a little bit with new filings. And unfortunately, 2 weeks in a row, we've increased the number of people on continued unemployment, which is a sign that people are not able to get back and get a job quickly. We'll see if that trend sticks around next week. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Catholic is playing West Florida. Booker T. Washington is at Pine Forest. Pensacola High School is at Walton. Jay is headed to Uriah, Alabama to play Blackshire. Pace is playing at Milton, and Navarre is at Gulf Breeze. Then you've got Major League Baseball Game 1 tonight, 7:03, first pitch on Fox. Phillies taking on the Houston Astros. The NBA is underway right now. The Atlanta Hawks are beating the Pistons by 4 points. The Orlando Magic are beating the Charlotte Hornets by 8. Make it 6. The Cleveland Cavs are playing the Boston Celtics, and the Philadelphia 76ers are playing the Toronto Raptors. Both those games just tipped off. We're waiting any minute now on ESPN for Indianapolis Pacers to tip off against the Wizards. When that game is over, you'll have the New Orleans Pelicans playing the Phoenix Suns. Pelicans are 3-1, starting off pretty strong. I mean, think about this. The Pelicans are 3-1. The Lakers are 0-4. Wow. NHL hockey underway right now. At the end of the second, Las Vegas Knights are crushing Anaheim 4-0. End of the first, the Islanders are beating the Carolina Hurricanes 1-0. Boston Bruins are beating the Columbus Blue Jackets 1-0. Scoreless game between Colorado Avalanche and the New Jersey Red Devils. Then NCAA football tonight, 7 o'clock. ESPN2 has Eastern Carolina playing BYU. And also at 7 o'clock is Louisiana Tech playing FIU on CBS Sports Network. Then real quick here, the University of Georgia football coach Vince Dooley passed away today at the age of 90. Then you've got Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen officially announcing their divorce today after 13 years of marriage. Number one quarterback recruit Arch Manning reportedly will enroll early at the University of Texas in January. Last night, Tampa Bay Buccaneers linebacker Shaq Barrett left the game early, and now we know he's going to be out for the season with a torn Achilles tendon. Speaking of injuries, Rams wide receiver Cooper Kupp has joined the calls for grass fields after numerous injuries at SoFi Stadium. And according to a report, President Barack Hussein Obama is involved with a group that's looking to buy the Phoenix Suns and Russell Westbrook. Speaking of the 0-4 Lakers, Russell Westbrook is expected to start coming off the bench as a sixth man. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are checking in clear on I-10 and I-110. We still do have delays on Pine Forest. This is going to be in the north and southbound direction in between 9 Mile and I-10. Also on 9 Mile in the same area right near Pine Forest. We have an accident causing delays in the westbound direction. This is going to be right off of Stefani Road, real close to the Coastal Mini Donuts Plaza. So keep that in mind. It is improving, but definitely still seeing some delays. And right near the Pensacola Interstate Fair, if you're heading to the fair this Friday night, expect some slowdowns northbound on Mobile Highway as well as southbound on Pine Forest. In between Pace and Pensacola on Highway 90, we are checking in clear. See something else? Give me a call to 850-262-6111. That's the traffic line. And this report is sponsored by Discover. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash at any amount at any time. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse for you is a guy had a metal detector, was looking for different metals, and he actually found a wedding ring in the ocean. This happened in England. So he'd actually found it in the English Channel. And so he found this wedding ring. It had a date, 1989, on it. And somehow, he basically tracked down the owner. He found the woman it belonged to. And she didn't want it. She said she went through a nasty divorce and purposely threw it into the ocean. And so she asked him to please put it back where he found it. So the guy, she said she never wants to see that ring again. So he said next time he's in the area, he'll toss it back into the channel. What? Man, she didn't need to know. Go sell that to a pawn shop. Jeez, man. I'm like, oh, so you don't want it? Sounds good. I'm not putting it back in the ocean, though. That's ridiculous. That's money. So, but I thought that's just crazy. Like, for both cases, like her being like, oh, you found my wedding ring? Go put it back. And then him being like, okay, sure. Well, this, like, okay, this is kind of crazy. All right, coming up here next, we've got your quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom, then our weekend movie preview. All next, right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom for a quick news update. David?
Well, Bobby, plans for the city of Milton's new wastewater treatment facility have now gotten the go-ahead from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. There's been a lot of controversy about this facility over in Milton. A lot of residents have been opposed to it due to pollution concerns. It is right along the Blackwater River. But the Fish and Wildlife Service has approved the plans. Now they say the city can build the facility, but they are going to have to monitor the endangered Gulf sturgeon because of the Endangered Species Act. Construction expected to begin next year.
All right, there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, it's Friday. Let's talk some movies.
Now.
It's time for
a weekend movie.
All right, weekend movie preview. You've got one new movie in the theater called Pray for the Devil, but it's P-R-E-Y. Pray for the Devil. It's PG-13, starring Jacqueline Byers and Virginia Madsen. A nun prepares to perform an exorcism and comes face-to-face with a demonic force that has mysterious ties to her past. So a little horror flick there for you before the Halloween week. On Apple TV Plus, a new documentary is out starring, well, Louis Armstrong. It's called Louis Armstrong's Black and Blue. Sorry, Black and Blues. Louis Armstrong's Black and Blues. So it honors his you know, legacy as a founding father of jazz. It shows his lifespan from the shifts of the Civil War to the Civil Rights Movement and his role in the such a turbulent era. So I love Louis Armstrong music. I always have it in my playlist. It's one of the first cassettes I think I ever bought on my own was Louis Armstrong Greatest Hits. So I'm definitely looking forward to watching that documentary on him. On Netflix, you got a couple of movies. One is called The Good Nurse, rated R, starring Eddie Redmayne and Jessica Chastain. This is based on true events. Nurse Amy Lauren is shocked when Charlie Cullen, one of her colleagues, is found responsible for the murder of dozens of patients over a period of 16 years across 2 states and 9 hospitals, and he was never charged. So this is based on true story. It's rated R. It's on Netflix called The Good Nurse. Also on Netflix, a new film. It's a digital animation film called Wendell and Wild. Wendell and Wild. And it is a film from... So it's a digital animation film, but it is a PG-13 film. This is from the creators of... this is Jordan Peele and what's his name? I read that this was also from... maybe it isn't. I know Jordan Peele is involved with it for sure. And so... And Keegan-Michael Key, he might just be a voice in it, though. So anyway, they're doing the voices. It's called Wendell and Wild. Two devious demon brothers, Wendell and Wild, have to face their archenemy with the help of the nun, Sister Helly, who is notorious for expelling demons. However, the brothers are not only plagued by her, but also by her altar boys. So it's a digital animation comedy that's PG-13 on Netflix called Wendell and Wild. So just be aware, it's probably not for kids, in case your kids see some new digital animation film. On DVD or digital download, you've got Nope, the Jordan Peele horror film that came out in theaters a little bit ago. I actually hear it's not as much horror as it is more of a thriller, is what I've been hearing about that film. And I hear it's actually really good for people who like that kind of, you know, intense, edge of your seat type of movie. Got a couple other streaming updates here for you, but first, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are checking and clear on I-10 and I-110. Our slowdowns on 9 Mile Road have cleared up as well. We do still have slow traffic southbound on Pine Forest. This is going to be before you get to the interstate between 9 Mile and I-10, as well as heading towards Mobile Highway right near the Pensacola Interstate Fair. We do have slow traffic. Again, that's southbound on Pine Forest as well as northbound on Mobile Highway as you're getting closer to the fair entrance. Nothing to slow you down on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
On Amazon Prime, you can check out Downton Abbey, A New Era. On Netflix, another show came on Netflix. It's a series. It's called Cabinet of Curiosities. It's a horror anthology that has 8 spine-chilling episodes. And Disney Plus has the second season of The Mysterious Benedict Society. I've not seen that before, but I hear it's good for teenagers. I hear teenagers like it, so there you go. Speaking of Halloween, the best non-scary Halloween movies. According to a new poll this past week, only 45% of us do not like horror movies. That's it? Only 45%? All right. So with that, they have the top non-scary Halloween movies that won't really give you nightmares. Things like The Little Shop of Horrors, Labyrinth, Signs, The Twilight movies, I don't think so. That gives me horror nightmares in different ways. Coraline, Casper, The Craft. Top five are Death Becomes Her, Super 8, and Practical Magic. Edward Scissorhands, a number one movie that will not give you nightmares. That's a Halloween movie. Beetlejuice. I would say Nightmare Before Christmas being on that list. I'm surprised it's not there for that one. So speaking of which, another poll ran up. What are the best kid-friendly Halloween movies? So they had Coraline, The Nightmare Before Christmas, Gremlins. I don't know if I want my kid watching Gremlins. Casper, Twitches. I don't know if I've heard of that one. Ghostbusters, the original. Halloween Town, The Addams Family, and Beetlejuice. And then number one on this list for best kid-friendly Halloween movies is Hocus Pocus. Oh, okay. There you go. And now we get into the actual scary movies. According to experts, the scariest movies of all time. It Follows came out in 2014. Number four, The Shining, 1980. Paranormal Activity, 2007. Halloween, 1978. And the 1973 version of The Exorcist is still the scariest movie of all time. There you go. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So this week in science, a big study on nose picking in Switzerland found that humans aren't the only ones who pick their nose. 12 different primates pick their nose as well. That's a weird study to do. Why? What's the point? A study found that bumblebees enjoy playing just for fun. The researchers gave them a little round beads, and they just rolled around on them and just played on them for a long time. Strange. A study found that swarms of bees and other insects can generate as much static electricity as a storm cloud, and in doing so, their swarms could actually affect the weather. Wow, that's pretty bizarre. And finally, in space news, the space station had to fire its thrusters for 5 minutes on Monday to avoid space junk left over from a satellite Russia blew up last year. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You guys have a great night. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.